Hi, it's Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm a top-rated life coach, an international best-selling author, and a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I'm on a mission to help you go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. The experts on this show will help you achieve work-life balance so that you can experience abundance in seven pillars of life: spirituality, health, emotions, romance, mindset, social, and financial life. When you have all seven pillars of life in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Let's go.
Welcome back to the iHealth channel, iHealth Radio, the NBC Network. Another day, another show. Excellent discussion today. We're going to have some fun. My guest is going to take us on a journey that's going to be full of abundance, and I'm going to leave it at that for now. She is a life coach, number one rated life coach in the women empowerment, space. She transforms women from burned out to balanced, beautiful, abundant. She has multiple, I would say, best-selling books. She's an author, of course, and these books make a difference in people's lives. And today we're going to talk about all that with my guest, Rebecca Whitman. Rebecca, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Hurricane. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, no, not as much as I am, because this is a topic. Just so you know, I mean, in our network, I do have another series, Women Empowerment Series, and it is really great stuff. And I watched them, I listened to them. Awesome topics and great guests. And I know you do that same work. Maybe you've actually worked with Dr. Hind. I don't know if you've crossed paths, but hey, but this is the same line of discussion. And I know that the work you've done, the work you do is simply marvelous, and you are changing lives. And really it is part of our mission to change lives. And I am honored to have you. And so my first thing is about you. I know you have an interesting background. So let's start with that, because I did hear about your, I guess, a little time in Hollywood. So we can talk about that to get started, yeah. And then we'll go from there.
Yeah, I moved to LA 22 years ago to pursue my dream of being a Hollywood actress. And I had small parts on big shows like Friends, CSI, and 24. And I never got that big break. And instead of waiting tables, I found the children's acting school business, which I really love because I don't have kids. And I had a lot of free time because the kids were in school during the day. So while the kids were at school, I would attend lectures and study with great spiritual teachers like Michael Beckwith, Abraham Hicks, Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay. And I started really understanding the law of attraction. I was applying it to my job at the children's acting school. And before I knew it, I was making six figures working part-time. I was not as successful at applying the law of attraction to my love life because I had a lot of really toxic relationships with emotionally unavailable men. I decided to marry one, hoping I could change him. I could not. And 3 years after marriage, I filed for divorce, and it was a very painful, expensive divorce, as they usually are, but especially for me, because I was the breadwinner. And as my marriage was unraveling, my dad was slowly dying in a nursing home. And I would fly back and forth from Los Angeles, where I lived, to Ohio, where my dad was slowly declining. And every conversation with my dad, I thought, oh my God, is this my last conversation? And during one of our last conversations, he asked me to write a book. And I had no idea what I was going to write. A few months later, my dad had died, my marriage was dissolved, and I was sitting across the desk from my financial planner. And he said, Rebecca, I know you had a really hard year. You lost your dad, you lost your marriage, but I got to tell you, I'm looking at your finances and through your stocks and your real estate and everything you have going on, you are now a millionaire. And I think you should write a book and teach people how you did it. So I wrote a book. It's called How to Make a Six-Figure Income Working Part-Time. And in the book, I divide life into seven key areas, which I call my seven pillars of abundance. And when you have all seven areas of life in alignment, you can be, do, or have anything you want. So now I teach women how to go from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I am happily married to my soulmate, and I call myself the Magnetic Abundance Mentor.
Ooh, oh, there's a lot of stuff there.
A lot of stuff to unpack, right?
Oh, yeah. This is like going to be a whole different. I mean, we have a lot of ingredients here for discussion and a powerful one. Well, first of all, thank you for sharing some of the highlights about your life. And I want to start with you being that person, because a lot of people watching and listening, women or men, doesn't matter, but primarily women, you know, who have a dream, potentially becoming an actor or actress. I mean, I know that changed the, you know, now it's you referred as actress, now they refer as actor. But the idea is that there are people that want to do that, and you did actually pursue that, and it was, by the way, those are some terrific shows. Yeah, so some classics, you know, so they're not the small change ones. You've done some great ones, you know, and again, a small role, it doesn't matter. It's still a role in a nice little, you know. Listen, I had one highlight of my life in the movies, and that was 3 days shooting in a movie with both Denzel Washington and Bruce Willis. And I was just an extra, but that stayed with me in my life, and I'm proud of it. It was a moment where I literally was in the scene with both of them, you know. And so it is something that was interesting for me. Now, you, not an extra as an actor or actress, you know, you had a great time there, and, you know, that's a beautiful thing. So just quickly, what would you tell women today if they wanted to pursue that? Any specific advice you want to give them that? Just on this particular note, before we cross to the other stuff, which is the success. And by the way, this is all success. So I just want to give a little bit of nugget here to any of our people watching right now.
If you have a dream, God put that dream in your heart for a reason, and there is no failure. You either win or you learn. And through pursuing my dream of being an actress, I didn't become a famous actress, but I met famous people. I learned how to communicate, how to really feel comfortable in front of big groups of people, which is helping me now because I'm a speaker and a coach and a podcaster. And I would tell your audience, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? Because there is no failure.
Hold on. So you and I speak the same language. I don't believe in failure. The word failure to me means learning, right, or learned experiences, or just different things, right? So I love it, because that's right. There is no failure. You did it. Now someone can pursue that dream and they can still make it happen. There's no reason for them not to. And here's the thing. You said it. You've learned. You met people, influencers, other folks, and gave you other opportunities, and you found a different, you know, door opened up through the child acting, right? Children's acting schools, right? So it's a very interesting world that we live in. It's how we perceive it, right? It's not necessarily, I mean, you start with a point and then you wind up somewhere else, but it's all meant to be. And I love what you said. It was given to you for a reason. It was there for a reason. It came to you for a reason. And that's for every calling, right? We don't know what that is. Sometimes we come across things that fall in our laps, and we're not sure what to do with them. Embrace them. I love it. You know, embrace them. And yes, is it easy? Is it going to be a little tough? Probably there's going to be some work to be done. There's nothing that easy. And you did. you landed some good ones, but also you've learned a lot of things. I mean, you know, I refer to my little, you know, extra time. I've learned a few things from that 3 days, you know, of on set and how the production was and how the whole thing. Believe it or not, some of the stuff stayed with me and I can still, and I've used it even in my production to a degree. And there's stuff that is, there's not going anywhere, right? So I love that. So thank you for sharing that. Now, you found a different angle and you started working. Oh, by the way, before we go there, I do want to talk about, you know, you had some tough life. I mean, you know, with relationships. Now, relationships are part of our lives. We might spend at least a couple of minutes in them because everybody that's watching and listening is in somewhat a relationship. And sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. And here's a good reason to say this, because you had a bad one, didn't end up well, but then now you have the great relationship that you're in and you're enjoying it. So never again. It's not a failure. It happens. It's part of life. You learn, you move on. These are two different separate examples, but they do apply to life and how we can treat ourselves and kind of really absorb things and see the good in every situation. I mean, really, that's all there is. I mean, things are going to happen. You're going to move on. Sometimes they're tough. So now, you lost your dad. And by the way, that's always a difficult task and, you know, place to be because I lost my dad too. So it was very difficult, but he had, I guess, a wish, something he wanted to have you do. And that was write a book. And you figure out a way to write this book based on your experience, your expertise and business having here, right? I mean, you've been able to generate enough money. I mean, really, that's a difficult for a lot of people, you know. How do I generate money when I am home, or I'm a part-time, whatever? It is not easy. I mean, that's everybody's dream, right? Everybody wants to make some money, you know, like ASAP, where they're not going to an office and stuff. But it's not always easy to do. Now, you've achieved that. Would you be kind to share with us some of the stuff that you had to go through before you were able to do that?
Yeah, I do think that is the goal, is to make six figures working part-time, because I don't believe we should live to work. We should work to live. And living a balanced, beautiful, and abundant life, which is what I call my framework, means that you have balance within seven areas: spirituality, fitness, your emotions, your romance, your mental, social, and financial life. So if you are working a job, which stands for just over broke, that means you are trading dollars for hours, and there is a finite number of hours in the week and weeks in the year and weeks in the month. So if you are getting paid just for time, you will not be able to earn six figures working part-time. You want to find an opportunity that pays you a commission. It could be a sales job. It could be owning your own business. It could be just doing affiliate marketing, putting that link in the bio or multiple links in the bio. Because when you get paid on profit rather than time, it's unlimited. People make six, seven, eight figures working part-time when they figure out how to get paid on profit. So one of my programs, Hurricane, is I help women create a six-figure side hustle where I help them take their idea, their passion, and turn it into a profitable business where they're not getting paid for their hourly wage or yearly salary. They're getting paid on their talent. And we teach them how to take that idea and put it out into the world. And I would say, yeah, for the people who are listening going, how the heck can I make six figures working part-time? I would tell them to start a side hustle. Keep that job so you can pay your bills, keep your health insurance, and start something on the side. And I actually have a free guide on my website. If you're not sure what your side hustle should be, it's a free guide and it's called Find Your Meaningful and Magnetic Purpose. And that will give you a hint as to what your side hustle could be.
Well, so Rebecca, that's a big, you know, thing that you just stated here, because the majority of people are so conditioned to that hourly job.
Yes.
Going to work, they expect working 48 hours average, and they're going to get a salary in a week or two. And whether it's an hourly or a salary type of, you know, compensation is almost the same. It breaks out the same. Maybe as salaried, you work more, but it doesn't matter, right? The idea is that most, and you mentioned keyword bills and insurance and stuff. Most people are stuck in that realm because that's the challenge. How do I, you know, give up all this and get to start something else? And I don't have the time because my time is taken by this job. And even though I have an idea, I have dreams, I have hopes that I want to do it. I don't think there's someone out there that's watching or listening right now that doesn't want to make six figures plus, right? Right. It just, you know, I interview a lot of people. And by the way, there are people that when you ask them, like, how much you want to make, they say, oh, 50,000, whatever. I've heard those actually responses in interviews. And to me, that was always like unbelievable. Like, why would you limit yourself, right? You know, the answer is like, as much, the sky's the limit. I want to make as much as you know, there's out there to make. But the idea is that a lot of people, they have this limited aspect of thinking, right? They just think about it as, I have a secure job. I know I can get up and do XYZ functions, and I come home and I have a paycheck. But at the same time, if you ask the same people, you're probably going to find they're not very happy or pleased with the things that they can achieve. Because to your point, time is valuable. And, you know, you don't get a lot of time in life. I mean, you have a limited lifespan. Yeah. And you want to maximize it, and you got to work. You got to live, not just work. You want to enjoy life, and you want to do exactly as you said and do this. Now, the best thing you said is, you know, as far as people need to hear, is that the idea is that you don't quit, you balance it. You start the side hustle. Love the idea, side hustle. It's not your primary. You keep maintaining. And by the way, I've used the same rule personally, and yeah, it does work. Everyone that is a mentor or a coach out there will tell you this. You're not going to just drop that, you know, and walk out of your business and you're going to be a millionaire the next day. It doesn't work that way. You got to start in parallel and start working, you know, and push one more and more and more. And once you get that balance and you kind of replace that income, the rest is history. Now you can just flourish and continue. And you've done that successfully yourself. And now you've mentored quite a bit of people out there. Yeah. And you made them get into the same level of, I guess, I would say, I call it wealth, because technically it is, you know, because yeah, not only they engage now and they in life and enjoying more life. Because here's the thing, you can work, you can make the salary, but you have no time to spend that money. What's the point?
Yeah, what's the point?
it is amazing.
You and I are very aligned here, because time is way more valuable than money. Money, you can make it, you can lose it, you can make it again. The book Think and Grow Rich, which is the first self-help book ever written in 1935, says the average millionaire goes bankrupt four times. But time is finite. We don't know how much of it we have left. And once we spend it, we'll never get it back. And that's why time is so much more valuable than money. And part of what I teach the women that I work with is how to manage their time so that they can have their full-time job and create the side hustle and have a life, you know, have their family, their romance, their workout. You know, it seems like there's never enough time until you learn how to manage it better.
Well, there is time, but which, like, the key word is how to manage it, right? So you live a good life, and there's plenty of things to do. But yes, I mean, money is important in life. It's not everything, but it does help facilitate some stuff. But if you can generate an abundance of it without, you know, undermining your time or, you know, your lifespan, really, that's really it. So I want to ask the magnetic abundance mentor. I love that. That is. Very rich. I mean, in every aspect. I mean, the magnetic piece is just like magnetic. It has that, like, you know, it's attracting, right? And abundance is a big word. And you and I, we had briefly discussed some of that prior. Now you build that into a seven pillar system, basically, right?
Right.
So let's break down those pillars for our audiences here. Like, what are they, and how are they all connected? How can they help someone really transform? Because you do help people transform and be happier in their lives. And that is nothing better than that, you know, as a feeling when you know that you've touched people's hearts and lives in a way that not only they're living, they're enjoying life. Because, I mean, you can live, but it's not always enjoying. Enjoying is a key.
So the seven pillars are, the first one is spirituality. I teach the importance of having a morning practice. Mm-hmm. Starting your day connected to the divine is the most important thing. I'm a huge believer in journaling. I found a journal format 30 years ago. I know most of your listeners are probably not even 30 years old, but I was a teenager and I was in a self-help group. And this woman showed me how to write in what she called a God journal. And I think that woman was an angel. I never saw her again. And I've been using this journal format for 30 years. And it absolutely has transformed my life from negative to positive. And it's given me the resilience to get through the ups and downs of life. And I'm actually going to give this gift as a special gift to your listeners today, because this is the number one thing in having that balanced, beautiful, and abundant life is I write every morning. If you're not a morning person, it works at night. But so the first pillar, spirituality, is the most important. The second pillar is, I know, a big part of your brand, Hurricane, and that is fitness. So body before business. If you have health, you have wealth. And if you don't have health, you don't have anything, because then your whole life mission becomes to get healthy. So it's so important to build your day and your schedule around your exercise. The third pillar is emotion. All emotions come from scarcity or abundance. Scarcity emotions are fear, doubt, worry. There's not enough money. There's not enough time. I don't have enough energy. There's not enough good men or women left in the world to marry. Whatever that conversation is, it's scarcity or abundance. I've got so much energy, so much time. I've got plenty of money. There's so much love in the world. You know, it might seem Pollyanna or naive to have an abundance mentality in your emotional life, but it is what magnetizes more opportunities. The next pillar is romance. So romance affects finance. Have you ever been in a bad relationship and it just drained your energy so you could barely show up to work, could barely make money? The reverse is true too. When you're happy and you're in love, then it's easier to make money. And having a partner that supports you is crucial. The next pillar is mental. And that's what people are doing right now, listening to this wonderful podcast, Hurricane H. You are expanding your mind. So whether it's a podcast, an Audible, taking a class, learning an instrument, learning a new language, learning to cook, anything that expands your mind is mental. The next pillar is social. And I know we were closed down for a few years and people got lonely, depressed, suicidal even. And having social connection and community is so important. Community is the most important thing. Without a community, you feel lonely and you get depressed, and you don't want to be depressed. So when we were cavemen and cavewomen, our whole life was go out and hunt and gather all day and then come around the fire at night and share your day, share your stories. And we're missing that community. So find communities, whether it's my community, I host a weekly women's circle. It's totally free. Facebook communities, wherever you can find community, and even in person is better. And finally, the seventh pillar is financial, and that is financial abundance, having plenty of money to be free. You know, I don't believe in money for greed, but I do believe in freedom. And money gives you the freedom to do what you want, when you want, where you want, and with whom you want. And you want freedom. That is what you want as a human being. So those are the seven pillars of abundance.
I would add to that, it's there's seven, not only abundance, but success, right? I mean, if you have this, you pretty much have all the levels of success that everybody defines on their own, because everybody has a different definition of success to themselves. And usually it holds around the money or maybe love life, whatever, but you have covered them all. I think you basically, there's nothing. I mean, first of all, spirituality, right? The relationship with God and just being, you know, elevated, that's always a key. That's the foundation base. Then, I mean, you've covered every angle. I mean, romance, you're right. Relationship can ruin your life or can make your life. You know, that's the thing. Fitness, I love what you said. If you don't have your health, you don't have your wealth. And that's really what it is. I mean, you know, how many people have money, but they don't have health and they can't do anything with it? I mean, exactly. You can buy medicine, but you're not enjoying life, right? So it's difficult. So your fitness and your wellness and well-being is an important thing. And these are, like, by the way, these are the same things that I've always heard and I believe in personally. from all the success stories, you know, in this world. I mean, you can look at everyone that's been in a spotlight or as a successful person, and some of those, you know, leaders in the world. I'm not talking about political leaders. I'm talking about just leaders in business, entrepreneurs, and success stories, and even some political ones. But the idea is that, yeah, you see them. They have the same formula. I mean, they all do the same. They all have some level journaling. I mean, they all write things down. I mean, they do put things in perspective. You don't just think it and it's gone. You got to see it in front of them. Seeing is believing, as they say, right? You have that. And then the idea is that they keep fit. I mean, they run, they do the stuff, they stay healthy, they eat, they watch what they eat. You know, it's all that. Like, they spend money. They can get a nice meal, but it's a healthy meal. You know, but so all these things are happening at the same time. You know, they pick the people that they will in, you know, the entourage, right? You know, the people that are going to be with them, they're going to spend time with them, and they're going to spend time with to exchange ideas. And actually, again, the more people that you have that are powerful and they have the same mindset, guess what? You're just going to, you know, feed off each other, and things get more abundant, right? So you're talking about magnetism here. You know, you'll just magnetize and basically attract more of that. You know, and then, you know, you talked about the idea of community. I mean, it's an important thing. You need a support system. You talked about the idea that we were locked down for a couple of years, and some places were really locked down. I mean, you're in the West Coast, I'm assuming. So you guys have had a tougher one than a lot of the states, right? And yeah. Some countries literally were closed for much, much, much longer. It was very depressing. And to your point, suicidal at some occasions. So it is difficult. But those are like really the pillars of living. I mean, I can seriously. I mean, because you live, you want to have these things. And by the way, they're not difficult to comprehend or even come about. We know about them. The problem that I think, Ribik, and I'm going to ask you, what do you think of this? Is that I think people are fearful. They have a fear of getting into this because this takes discipline. You know, whatever you talk about these things. I mean, this is like, you need to have it synchronized. You need to be able to do it. There's no excuses. We tend to do more of excuses and the why nots versus the why yeses and why we can. A lot of us live in the realm of like, oh, that's difficult. What is it going to take? You know, but they see the thing that we want it, but we don't act on it. That's the challenge. You know, you what you're giving people is like, here it is. Take it. It's simple. But it's really taking that discipline, getting the people to convert their mindset. Like, I want this and I need to commit to it. So commitment, discipline, and no fear. Because, you know, fear is just a difficult thing that people usually have that they cannot overcome. So what's your take on that?
I like the quote, and I don't know who said it, but I'd rather pay the price of discipline than the pain of regret. And it does take a lot of discipline to hit all these seven areas of life. I don't do them all on the same day, and I don't put equal energy into all of them. It is more something that I do on a Sunday night. I look at my week and I'm like, okay, I want to prioritize spirituality and fitness. Those are happening every single day. Obviously, I want to make money. And then I have one date night a week with my husband. I have one social visit a week with a friend, and constantly working on my mindset. And in every nook and cranny of my day, when I'm walking my dog or driving or doing household chores, I'm listening to awesome podcasts like this one or Audible books. So I'm constantly working on that. And then the emotions, that is a thought by thought, moment to moment discipline of, when I feel myself getting into fear-based thinking, into scarcity, how fast can I shift that into abundance thinking? And that is through a couple ways. I go from fear to love through gratitude. That is the fastest way to go from fear to love. Another, I'm a huge believer of affirmations. In this book, there are 21 affirmations. There's three affirmations after each chapter. So each of the seven areas, if you feel stuck, there's three affirmations to help get you unstuck. For example, if you're feeling out of alignment in your emotions, the three affirmations are, I am feeling more peaceful every day. I enjoy being in the present moment and I am able to pause before I react.
Cool stuff. I mean, you talked on, there's so many things that you mentioned right now. One of them is just feeding your mind, your spirit, and your body. I mean, all, and I love what you said, like, you don't have to do it all at once. That's really what it is. Like, how you design your time, your week, and how do you incorporate all these things without having to stress out about them? And the way you did it, I mean, it sounded so easy when you said it. I mean, it's really that simple, folks. I mean, it's really that. You just have to find a schedule, planning your day, your week, and you can get to all of them. Because that's the thing, like, you're talking about seven pillars, but no one said that they have to be all happening at the same minute, at the same time, simultaneously. No. They just have to be in your system so you can address things accordingly as they come. And you might even move things around and shuffle things around as needed, because not every day is going to be the same. Some days are going to be a little hectic than others, and you got to move things around. And that's like in the business world. I mean, that's all you do. I mean, you get projects, you got to, not necessarily multitask, but you have to like prioritize different things based on your daily, needs, right? So that's exactly what it is, but this is your life. I love what you said. You've given each one of those elements importance, period. Date night is important. Friends time is important, right? Reading or feeding the mind and the intellect is important. And you can do that. We all drive or in a train or something. We can be listening to nonsense. We can be listening to positive stuff. A choice is yours, folks. I mean, and that's really what it is. We are in charge of ourselves in a lot of ways. And we think that we're not, but we do have the ability to make, shifts that can benefit us to the better level. But, get rid of fear. I love what you said. Affirmations. You're stuck. You got to like start saying things that your mind is going to, your subconscious is going to absorb and become, a reality for you. Because that's the thing. Like, I am, I believe, I'm good. And you got to give that positive feedback to yourself. Self-talk, is a big deal. I mean, how many of us do self-talk? I mean, Rebecca, you have this concept. What do you say to people about self-talk alone? I mean, that is a big deal, right?
Yeah. So I was a perfectionist. We all have self-talk. That's just our thoughts that we say to ourselves. I was really mean to myself. As a perfectionist, I was always beating myself up, saying words like I could have, should have, and would have. So I would tell your listeners to take those three words out of your vocabulary. Don't say I could have, should have, and would have. And the other thing is change your I have to's to I get to's. If you're like, oh, I have to wake up early tomorrow. I have to drive the kids to school. I have to show up for work. It's like, no, you get to get up early, because so many people aren't even going to wake up because so many people die every single day. You get to drive the kids to school. So many people wish they had kids and couldn't have them or had to give them up. And you get to show up to work. So many people are unemployed or homeless, especially in these days, and they would do anything to have gainful employment. So it's changing little words like that. And when I feel myself in perfectionist mode and comparing myself, that's a big part of being a perfectionism. Not only do I compare myself to other people, because there's always a lot of people that are more of anything you want to be. They're younger, prettier, more famous, richer, more successful. If I find myself comparing to other people, then I realize that I'm out of alignment and I don't know what's their own inner battle is. So I don't want to compare my outsides to other people's, or compare my insides to other people's outsides. Outside, everyone looks like they're crushing it. But we don't know. Some of the most famous, loved celebrities have OD'd or killed themselves, right? We don't know what their inner dialogue is and what their battle is. And the other thing is just to treat myself like I would a beloved friend. And if I start being harsh with myself, I'm like, wow, would I talk to my best friend that way? Would I talk to my mom, or would I even talk to a coworker that way? Absolutely not. And I shift it. And when I started talking to myself with compassion, that's when everything changed. That's when I met my soulmate. That's when I launched my coaching business. That's when I started to get onto great podcasts like this and onto virtual summits. And everything started to change with just changing my inner dialogue.
I need to get somewhere in there. I mean, here's the thing. You made it so, again, simplified it. The idea, to your point, is like, I get to do things, not I have to. I have to means you are like obligated, which causes a little bit of a weight on you, right? But if I get to it, you appreciate, you're grateful that you have another day to do these tasks that, to your point, many don't get to do. And by the way, I love what you said about comparing, you know, when you start comparing people. Here's I actually apply this rule. There's always someone richer, better looking, healthier, stronger, killer machine, whatever you want to go. It depends what you do, right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. There's a lot more of people that may not have what you already have. See, I always try to compare anyone that has less, because that's where I actually look, you know, like, you know what? I'm grateful that I have what I have, because many don't get to have this. Many don't get to have, you know, to live where I live, to eat what I eat, to do what I do, to have the health that I have. And you know what? Then you start being humble a little bit more than if you start seeking just like, oh, I want to be. Now, this doesn't take away ambition, folks. Right. I don't want that to be, you know, sometimes people think, well, that means you don't want to. No, I want to make the big bucks. I want to do the stuff. I want to live happy. I want to travel the world. I want to do all the stuff. But at the same time, I don't forget who I am. I don't stress myself about it. And things happen where they happen. I get to do certain things and I'm happy about them. But I always have to look like, you know, there's always someone that's not having a great day. And, you know, I should be thankful that I'm having this life. Actually, I do. I have this success with my kids. Like, you know, folks, don't get hyper, because there are a lot of people that don't get what you have. And at the smallest thing, then life throws, as you said, billionaires go up and down. There's bankruptcies. It's like every one of us, I've experienced ups and downs many times. And you know, and when you get that downtime and like, and everybody's like so used to a certain standard, like it's like a shocker. Like, oh my God, what are we going to do? Nothing. You got to look that there's still people that have nothing that you have today. Right. And they're happier. They're more satisfied. They're more grateful than you are. So guess what? That's actually a different moment. And I love what you said about you not talking negative to yourself, like, you know, being on yourself. You're right. Many, many people are perfectionists. They want to have the best everything. But there's no perfection really in this world. Right? You can get close, but you can never be, right? I mean, at least that's why I know. Maybe I'm wrong. But the idea is that you can get close, you know, to the best possible, you know, level that you can be. And you can always mimic somebody or try to get to that point. But you're right. You don't know what these people are. We look at celebrities all the time and they're our idols. They're like our role models. But you're right. Like, how many of them lost their lives that we know, that they seem to be very happy? They were making people laugh. I mean, you know, many of them were like literally like, wow. When you hear like they lost their life or they took their lives, like what happened?
And right.
You wouldn't have known. We don't know, because there is a price to pay in fame too, right? I mean, there is that. I mean, you know, if you're not famous, a good example, if you're famous, you got paparazzi, you got all the stuff. You got people looking into your business, how you dressing, what are you dressing, what are you wearing? You know, that in itself can be annoying. I mean, look at just social media now. We have people that are famous on social media. And, you know, sometimes they get bombarded, you know, by criticism and stuff like that. And they get emotional. They get overwhelmed. It's happening. So sometimes, you know, enjoy the blessings. I think that's always good. And I love what you said. It's just a shift of mind. That is mindset. That's how you look at things. You know, you switch a little bit the way you think and life becomes easier. You know, and that's
just
all there
a little is. Bit. You don't have to switch a lot. If you think of a game like tennis, I played college tennis. If you change your grip just a little bit, just a millimeter, you're going to hit a totally different ball. Same is true with golf. You change your grip a little bit, the ball goes 100 feet in the other way. So these aren't big shifts that we're talking about, just little shifts, like taking just a few words out of your self-talk, like would have, could have, should have, and have to's.
Well, the what have, could have, should have, those are like our, like we live in them. I mean, I'm sorry. We all sometimes, I can say I'm guilty. I've used that sometimes, but I've learned not to, you know, over time I graduated, I guess, from that, because I believe there's no coincidence. Things happen when they happen and for the reason they happen. And they couldn't have happened any other way because they already happened. So, yeah. You know, if I can dwell on like, well, if I did this, you know, it could have happened this way. I didn't do it that way. So there's no reason for me to live there and to dwell about it. It happened. Move on. Go on. Can't live in the past. You know, the moment is here. You can't stress out the future. It hasn't happened. And really, that's what it is. You have to adjust. And the more you can tweak these little things, I love what you said. It's just a little bit of tiny moves, right? And it changes the whole thing. Life becomes easy, right? And when life is easy, you have less stress. You can think better. You can be better. You can attract. I mean, positivity is also contagious, right? You become contagious and you're going to attract. Magnetic. That's right.
Magnetic abundance mentor, right?
That's right. Well, see, like you just got me going right now. Your magnetic, you know, life, you know, just got me into. I'm almost going to the screen right now. But really, it's powerful stuff. I mean, if you're watching right now, listening, you can get the energy that I'm getting from Rebecca, and it's really contagious. I'm feeling it. Just hearing her talking about these things is getting me like really like yes. Because, and by the way, this affirms all the stuff that we believe in, at least that I believe in. And if you haven't started, it's always a good time to start. There's no reason you can't start now. It doesn't matter what happened in the past. Rebecca, what do you say to people that feel that, oh, it's too late for me. I don't know. I've tried it all. What would you say to them?
It's not too late. Your dreams do not have an expiration date. And until you're taking your last breath, you're going to be learning and evolving. So you're not aged out. You're not too old. You didn't miss the boat. The one that got away wasn't the love of your life. Like, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. So if you're listening to this, just say that to yourself. I am exactly where I'm supposed to be. And from this point, you can reinvent your life. You can relaunch. You can say, I remember when I was listening to Rebecca Whitman on the Hurricane Age show, and I decided that was the moment I wanted to relaunch my life, and you can restart your life right here, right now.
Small changes. And one way we could do that too, right, is if you're not sure, reach out to Rebecca. You know,
yeah.
This is what she does. She trains you. She coaches, she mentors you to transit, you know, and apply things. See, that's the thing. Sometimes if you don't know how to do it yourself, you know, seek help. And there's plenty. There's abundance of help. We have abundance.
We have blind spots. You know, sometimes we don't know what we don't know. And we've always been thinking a certain way or doing something a certain way. And we don't even know that that's a limited belief or that is what is blocking our good. And that's why it's so great to work with a coach, because I can see your blind spots and I can help you dismantle your limiting beliefs. And absolutely call in what you want to call in. I mean, my last client, Kendall, she manifested $300,000 a couple weeks after she graduated from my program, 6 or 8 weeks to create a six-figure side hustle. It sounds like unbelievable and fake, but she sold a house. So she sold real estate. She won a lawsuit that was stuck in litigation for 2 years. And boom, she had $300,000. Is it magic? No, it's the stuff that we're talking about on this show, realigning your thoughts and realigning your life and not being so stressed out. If you could just chill out and relax a little bit and enjoy your life, things would start to move in a positive direction.
I love it. Chill out is the key word, right? You know, I mean, I think that's the thing. One of the problems, and I do have different shows, and one of the shows we talk about mental health, you know, depression, stress is part of today's life more than ever. We sweat it too much, right? We worry about everything. Oh my God. Now, I get it. The world is crazy as it is. Yeah, and it is. There's so many, you know, distractions. There's so much stuff that's going on and pressures and so on and so forth. And at the end of the day, we tend to absorb all that, right? And then we just collapse and then we get depressed and then that's it. But if we take a moment, deep breath, and by the way, if you use those same pillars that you said, used all those, you wouldn't even have that because you can have all these, the tools to operate properly and you wouldn't even get that. Many, like I have this, people tell me like, you're so positive, you know, like I actually, that's my weakness. I just cannot go negative. I find
that's
it difficult.
That's not a weakness. That's your superpower.
Well, I love it. Like, so in the interviews, I've had this, like, you know, what, tell me something that is, that you need to be able to change or that's wrong with you. I'm like, I just can't see negative. I can't. I mean, really, give me a worst case scenario. I'm going to find something good in it. And I'm almost like trained myself to actually do that. It's like subconsciously, there's no way for me to really look at the bad without finding a positive in it. And that's to your point, it's a superpower, but it is, in a way, it inhibits me from seeing some of the bad things, right? But because I don't want to see them. Like, really, I don't. I just try to ignore. Like, sometimes I ignore things because I don't want them to get into my mind. Because that's the thing. Things go in your mind that are bad, they're just going to feed off you know, and then you forget about it. Now you start like, you know, going to the dark side. I want to be on the on the Jedi Knight side, not on
you want to keep your vibe high, and that means keeping your emotions on love or even above, like love, ecstasy, bliss, happiness. If you go low, it's going to spiral down to negativity, to anxiety, to depression, to desperation, to eventually like suicidal. So it's important to realize that emotions spiral up or spiral down, and you want to stay at a level that is love or above.
Love it, I love it. So one question is, how can someone work with you? You know, how does the program look in terms of someone, let's say, you know, reaches out to you and they want to get started? What that looks like? Is it a particular time frame? Is it remote? Do you have to be close to each other? What that looks like for at least our audiences today watching and listening, anyone that's out there that wants the abundance, you know, we have the resource right now. Rebecca is the resource. She has, you know, real successes, and definitely, you know, we want you to reach out. So how does that work, Rebecca?
So the first step would be to schedule a complimentary breakthrough call with me, and we can talk about what is in the way, where are you stuck, why are you not calling in your soulmate, why are you not making your 6 and 7 figures, why are you still, you know, holding on to that 20 pounds of weight that you've been trying to lose for the last 20 years. Like, we're going to figure out where you're stuck, and then I'm going to give you a breakthrough. It's a complimentary call. There's no strings attached. I want to help you have a breakthrough in whatever area you're stuck. And then if you're a fit, I'll offer you a way to work with me. I have group coaching. I have one-on-one. I have very limited time, so I'm very selective with who I work with. But everybody gets that complimentary breakthrough call. I'm not sure when this podcast is coming out, but right now I have a course that's launching at the end of October. And it's called 7 Steps to Manifest Your Soulmate in Midlife. So that is a group class that has some openings. I have another class I do called Create Your 6-Figure Side Hustle. And then I have one-on-one coachings. I do a lot of virtual summits. So make sure you get on my email list. You're going to get so much value. Not only will you know about my podcast, The Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, I'm in 4 virtual summits this month, where not only do you get me, you get another 10 or 20 other speakers that are also thought leaders. So just jump into my world and you are just going to get poured into and loved and held up and get so much value.
That's a lot. That's a lot. And thank you for sharing that. I mean, by the way, it will be before, you know, so we'll try to make sure that this is airing this weekend. So you have the ability to share it to the world, you know, sooner than later. And so at least people can get a chance, you know, to potentially participate. And now you have, we've talked about the key book, but you had other books, Phenomenal Feminine Entrepreneurs, Business Life, Universe. So you've been busy. I mean, you got quite a bit of stuff, and each one of those can make a difference in our lives, folks. So I will have the links to your website, and then I guess from there they can get into everything else. And if they want the book or they want to get the consultation session, you know, all that stuff.
It's all on my website. So also, I'm going to give you my link tree, and all the stuff is on my link tree too. You can book your free one-on-one breakthrough call, find out about my podcast, my website. It's all on the link tree. So that's probably the fastest way to find out about all my offerings and all my ways that I can help you and be a part of your world.
Well, there you go. Well, so Rebecca, you know, listen, we're about the hour, and I've enjoyed this discussion. I mean, I got pumped. I'm ready to just continue the flame. Is like, you know, it's unbelievable here, you know, but it's really good stuff. I mean, I it's one thing, right? You know, when I do these, I mean, you're a podcaster, right? You know, it's when you have a discussion, it just gets you pumped. And really, this is stuff that is important to all our lives. I think we all owe it to ourselves to get this positive feedback from people, to learn a few tricks and apply them in real life. Because at the end of the day, we need to do things for ourselves to get us to the next stage and better lives and better. And again, enjoy life versus just live in life. You know, that's a big deal. And all of us sometimes are caught in the mix of things and we are not able to get out of it. This could be the chance to make that difference. So, Rebecca, before we close today, any words of wisdom you want to leave our audiences with?
The word of wisdom that I want to leave your audience with is happiness is in the now. So when we're thinking of the past, we are usually in regret. Again, to go back to my other point, thinking I would have, could have, should have. Depression is in the past. Thinking about the future is anxiety. Oh my God, how's it going to work out? What's going to happen? When am I going to have enough money? Am I going to have enough love? Am I going to die alone? Am I going to get sick? Like, there's so much anxiety in the future. So if you want happiness, stay in the now. So different ways to get into the now are getting into your five senses. What are you listening to? Smelling, tasting, hearing, touching. Where are your feet? Feel your feet. Where are your feet right now? And if the now is too elusive because the now is gone, what are you doing next? Like, what is your next step after you listen to this podcast? Or what is your next step when you get out of the car or finish your workout or whatever you're doing? Just do the next indicated action. And before you know it, you'll be in the moment and your life will start to unfold in a beautiful, magnetic way.
I'm not going to add to that one. There's plenty there, folks. So listen, I think, folks, that if you just watch this or listen to it, there's plenty here to make a difference in your lives, period and out. There's nothing more to it. And definitely do seek the resource that we have with us today. Rebecca is doing terrific out there and definitely can use the help. Any one of us can use the help. So that being said, I'm Hurricane Age. There's been a great discussion today. We'll have more. So stay tuned for another show, new day, new guest, new topic. Bye for now.
Bye.
Hey guys, if you're struggling with online dating and just sick and tired of swiping right, if you're just not meeting the right people, or maybe you're lonely and dreading going through another holiday season single, then I have great news. I am opening my Manifest Your Soulmate 8-week class for enrollment so you can find your life partner before the holidays. Just go to the Linktree link in the show notes to schedule your Manifest Love call to learn more, and I can't wait to learn more about how I can help you find your true love for once and for all. If I can do it, I know I can help you.